John, why be a church member? Why not just be able to go and participate?
By member, I think the answer is you should be a church member, but that's not even a clear word. What does member mean? What I mean by member is somebody who, whether by a signature or a word of commitment or promise, says, I'm committed to a people who hear the word of God preached, a people who perform the ordinances that Jesus gave to his church, baptism and the Lord's Supper, a people who commit to the one another commandments, love each other, exhort each other, admonish each other, hold each other accountable. And those commitments are what membership is. And I think to resist putting your name on the line for that is something's wrong. If you want to say, okay, I believe the New Testament says be a part of a community, give yourself to ministering there and receiving ministry there and advancing the cause of the gospel there and upholding the name of Jesus there and doing mission there, I'm a part of that. To resist putting your name on the line for that is probably not a biblical conviction, but an American independent, give me elbow room, don't get in my face too often conviction, which I don't think is biblical. The reason for even using the word member is because of 1 Corinthians 12 to 14, where Paul uses the word member in a body analogy, right? The local church, not just the global church, but the local church is a body. The reason we know it's local and not just global is because while in Ephesians 1 and Colossians he talks about Christ as the head of the body, in 1 Corinthians 12 he's talking about head with eyes and ears that are members of the body. And so the body analogy has one global meaning and it has one local meaning. And so there's global membership in the body universal and there's local membership in the body where I'm a finger or I'm an eye or I'm an ear or I'm a foot and everybody is a member. And so the word member in 1 Corinthians 12 to 14 is I'm part of a local organism. And the finger belongs. It should care about what happens to the eye, and the eye what happens to the finger. And it should function in a way that has some organic coherence to it. And it's very hard to do what the Bible calls a church to do unless it knows who are the members and who aren't. Who are the people that want to be treated as members here? A very simple example of this is the biblical concept of church discipline. In 1 Corinthians 5, for example, where Paul says that the man who's sleeping with his mother-in-law or stepmother should be put out of the church because he's so proud and arrogant about his sin and unrepentant and resistant to any kind of exhortation. So put him out of the church. Well, how can you put him out? He would just say, I just go here. You can't put me out of anything. I'm not in anything. And I think a lot of people don't want to be in anything because they don't even like the idea of being able to be put out of something. So for all those reasons, I think even though there's no sentence in the Bible that says there is such a thing as church membership and thou shalt be a church member, I think it's implied in the nature of the church and the nature of Christian discipleship that everybody should, by a covenant commitment of some kind, name on the line, I'm here. While I'm in this place, until God leads me otherwise, these are my people. I'm committed here.